It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 3. And please take your Bibles and open up to Jonah chapter 3. We're actually going to begin with the 10th verse of chapter 2, the very final verse in that chapter. Jonah chapter 2 verse 10, then get right on into the third chapter. So please open your Bibles so that you can follow along. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you would like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com, whichever works the best for you. And so please that you would open your Bibles and be prepared now for the reading of the precious word, Jonah chapter 2, verse 10. Jonah chapter 2, verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Let's begin with prayer now after reading that third chapter. Father, I thank and praise you for the opportunity to proclaim your precious word this day. I just ask that you'll take this word and touch every heart, that it will penetrate, that they will listen, that their heart and mind will be changed, and they'll come to know you as their Savior, and they'll believe that you died on the cross. They'll believe and without question know they're a sinner, and they're lost, and they're dead in their trespasses and sins, and they need a Savior. And that Savior, dear Father, is your Son, the Lord Jesus. And Father, they need to come to him. They need to call upon him, come by faith, believing that their sins are forgiven, and you will give them the joy of eternal life. So please, dear Lord, just touch the hearts today. Send your Spirit out today with great strength and power as your word today is proclaimed. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have enjoyed this study. I sure have. I hope that you have as well. And we know that there was a great fish prepared by the Lord for Jonah. He was running from the Lord. We have been through that in that first chapter. You know, he went down and down and down into the ship finally, and he was running as far away as he could. He did not want to serve the Lord. He did not want to do what the Lord had asked him to do. Whether it was because Jonah was tired or whether Jonah was, we know he was out of the Lord's will, but the request was to go and preach unto this Gentile nation. And that's something that a Jew just did not like nor want to do. And so that was one of the big stumbling blocks was right there. I don't think that Jonah was really number one in the will of God to start with because of his running. He didn't even discuss it with the Lord. When the Lord gave him that direction, there was no discussion. He just ran. And so we need to have our lives and our hearts prepared and serving the Lord and being ready to serve him. Jonah was not, as many times we are not. So we find that Jonah did run, but God put a couple stumbling blocks in his road to stop him, to make him think about what was going on. And so he did, and he did that in a manner of the mariners throwing him overboard, then the fish that swallowed him up. And we know that this text is so very important because it speaks of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And as we know, he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, as the 17th verse of chapter 1 tell us. And then let's go to Luke, and we have not read this for a period of time, and I want to remind you of why this book of Jonah is so, so important. And you cannot question it, you cannot deny that it took place, because our Lord has used this to show us a very great picture. And that is in Luke chapter 11. We're going to begin reading with verse 29. Luke chapter 11, verse 29. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign. There shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment again with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here." If you question the story, the message, the words that we have been looking and studying and enjoying back in the book of Jonah, and you've been told or taught by hopefully not your parents and hopefully not your preacher, but maybe someone that does not believe the Word of God, that this didn't really take place. It's not really, it doesn't matter whether it did or not. It does matter. It is so, so important. And so understand that the Lord Jesus himself makes reference to these words. And we find this in Luke and in Matthew as well. And so please don't miss the importance of this message, the 3 days and three nights that our Lord and Savior was in the grave, and he had died, was crucified for you and me, and then he rose again 3 days later. What a glorious day that for all the world, the day that he rose again. Died for our sins, yes, and then rose again, and he is alive at the right hand of the Father right now. So keep that in mind and do not forget that. And again, that is Luke chapter 11, verse 29, and I read the verse of Scripture, the 3 days and three nights, in Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now, he had spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of that fish. And as I've shared with you, I believe that Jonah had died. I think the Lord was getting his attention. He could have kept him alive if he chose to, but our Lord Jesus died. And I believe that Jonah did as well. And the things that we have talked about in the scripture verses, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and remember the place of Abraham's bosom or paradise as it was in the center of the earth until the Lord Jesus finished the work on the cross and rose again. Now we can go straight into the presence of the Lord and enjoy his presence and his power. And so I believe that Jonah had died, and now he is given a second chance. God wasn't done with him yet. See, God gives life and God takes life. He has set the point in time for each of us to be born and for each of us to die. Now, we better be ready for that death. We have no choice in either one of those matters. And so you must, and there's not a time goes by that in the newspaper there is someone that is my age or younger that has died. And they were in perfect health. They never had any question that something was going to be wrong. Sometimes it could be an accident of some sort, but many times it's not. Just all of a sudden they're found with cancer, or they have a massive heart attack, or something like that takes place. We must be ready to meet our Lord and Savior. Now, if you do not know Him as your Savior, you will meet Him, but He will be your judge, and you are condemned already because you're dead in your trespasses and sins. I want you to have life. The message that Jonah was taking to Nineveh, that God wanted to take to Nineveh, was a message of life. Now you say, wait a minute here. I think that message was a little different than that. Well, let's see once. Here in the 10th verse of chapter 2, "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." Jonah was given a second chance. And we need to understand that that's something that our God does. He gives us a second chance, and a third chance, and a fourth chance. He is the God, our God is a God of mercy. He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn to Him. He wants us to serve Him. If you have been saved, you've been born again, but you've kind of run away, you have not served Him, you've not walked with Him, and you have gotten totally away, and He possibly has something for you to do, whether it's to serve in some capacity at the church, but without question, He wants you, He wants me, to share that precious great news of the gospel. That's where His mercy is, in His Son, the Lord Jesus, that died on the cross. He saved us. He takes our sin away. He gives us joy and peace and strength. And so please that you call upon the Lord Jesus. Our God is a God of the second chance. He comes and gives you another opportunity, and not just a second chance, but a third and a fourth and a fifth, and He continues. So please, as you miss Him, as Jonah here missed Him, He's got a second chance. Now, we find some things that He had said here prior to this. Look at verse 8 in chapter 2. "They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto Thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." And the Lord spake unto the fish, and vomited out Jonah upon dry land. See, Jonah had already made a decision that he was going to serve the Lord, I believe. I think in those words that he is saying here, and the words that are above in that upper part of this second chapter there, I think Jonah recognized that he had run from the Lord, and he had a message he needed to take, and he best served the Lord. And so, Lord, please forgive me. I repent. I'm going to turn from this wicked way that I have been going. And Jonah's a believer, but he has still missed the Lord. And so he is serving him. He is walking in the paths of the world, doing things that he wanted to do. God didn't want him to get on a ship and go to Tarshish. God wanted him to go to Nineveh. But Jonah ran away and went the other direction. But you see, we have now, with the words of Jonah, God has sent him again. Okay, Jonah, I'm going to give you another opportunity. Now, can you imagine, as all of a sudden that fish spit him up onto that shore? Now, we don't know where he landed. We don't know how long a period of time between the 10th verse and the first verse of chapter 3, the 10th verse of chapter 2 and the first verse of chapter 3. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. Did it come immediately upon him being vomited or spit out onto the shore? Where did he land? Where was he now? Was he well on his way to Nineveh? We're not sure, because when he was going to Tarshish, he was going the wrong direction. Nineveh's the other way, and there's no way that fish can get to that place. I say there's no way. I guess he could come up the Euphrates, go all the way around, and God can take care of anything he wants to take care of. But we're not sure where this took place. And so he once again was told, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. There's something that each one of us as teachers and preachers, if you're a preacher of the gospel, a teacher of the gospel, we need to bid to the people what God has given us, not our own opinion and understanding. So often that is the case today. We do what the people want to hear. We give them things. We put on, in many cases today, it's kind of a theatrical presentation, and that way all the young people love it, and the older folks that are grown up in the generation of the 60s and early 70s, why, they kind of like that too, and so it draws the people in. Well, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Search the Word of God. See that the preaching is what God wants to be preached, not man's opinion or philosophy. And so the philosophy of the doctrine of a church, those kinds of things are taught most, a man, a preacher, will stand up and he'll preach what the people like to hear. But we need to recognize here what Jonah is going to preach, and he preaches the word that God gave him. Now, that's important. We need to preach the word that God gave. We got it right in our hand. You know, well, what is the word of God? Well, it's in my hand. I got the old King James right here. It is God's word, and I preach it, and I teach it. And we go verse by verse. We do that with the radio ministry. We also do it with the Sunday school class. I preach verse by verse every Sunday morning from the pulpit in the message, the sermon. And then Sunday night, we repeat the same thing in verse by verse in different areas of the Scripture. And so we love studying the Word of God. You know, we're in Jonah here right now on the radio, but as we come on Sunday morning, Sunday school, we're in Exodus. The church service, we're in Acts. Sunday night, we have just finished up Titus. We've done 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus. We're just starting Philemon Sunday night, verse by verse. Wednesday night, we have studied through the Scripture, and we're started Genesis 1:1, and now we're into the book of Proverbs, enjoying the book of Proverbs. And we have studied every verse of Scripture verse by verse from the beginning of the Bible to there on Wednesday night. And we love studying the Word of God because, you see, it is the Word that God has bid us. He has given us this Word. And so we share it, we fellowship over it, we enjoy it. And by going verse by verse, it is very difficult to give a person's opinion or philosophy. If you go verse by verse, because one verse, you see, the Scripture confirms Scripture. So that's how we stay and stand upon the truth. And so just listen to the Word of God and enjoy it. Well, Jonah was given here a message. The Word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. It's in the first time. He's a second chance. Yes, he has a second chance. And you might ask, and I've heard this, you know, God, different one says, why does God give Jonah a second chance? Look what he's done. He's ran away. Why didn't he just go get somebody else? Well, I'm sure glad that he didn't do that with me. I'm glad that he just continues to give me another chance, another opportunity to come and to turn to him, to grow, to become stronger. Just because we make a mistake, make an error, doesn't mean that God's going to throw us out with the trash, never to return. He wants us to come back. And if we turn to him and come back to him, as Jonah here is doing, Jonah, look at the words again. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. That was the end, the strong turning point, and that's when the Lord says, okay, spit him out. We're ready to go again. And then he comes again. And the Lord said unto Jonah, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, and preach that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. So what he was bid to speak, he spoke to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Now when we jump clear over here to the 11th verse of chapter 4, it does give us a small idea of the city. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 70,000 persons that cannot discern between the right hand and the left hand, and also much cattle? It's estimated, because we're the comments here that cannot discern between the right hand and the left hand is speaking of the children. And if there is 70,000 persons that cannot discern, if there's that many children, how many adults? And the number has been given somewhere between 600,000 to 800,000 is probably the population of this great city, this exceeding great city, as the word tells us, of Nineveh. Now, it's also been said that Nineveh, this is the capital city, and so it is named, but there are actually 3 cities involved here, and we have the size, it's 3 days' journey, and we know that Jonah entered in 1 day's journey, so he kind of went into the center of the city before he proclaimed the word of God, that the what God had bid him to speak. And so we find that Jonah arose, went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. And again, now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. So we have the size by his distance that it takes him to go in. We also have an estimate of the population of, again, these 3 cities, but Nineveh being the capital, so it's named here. So we have one man walking in to a heathen city. Let's go back to see why. Okay, all the way back to verse 2 of chapter 1. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. So all of their lifestyles and their idol worship and the great wickedness that had come over this city. And can you imagine? You know, we look at Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah, and we have this great city here, and a lot of the perversion that comes through it. And you know, the Lord's very clear when He tells us, you know, one man, one woman. They're to be married, not the mixture and the things we have today. What we have today is what the mind and the old wicked heart wants. You know, God is a God of the second chance. Call upon Him, ask Him to save you and to rescue from that lifestyle and bring you back into service to Him. This country, that the millions and millions of babies that have been murdered. You know, we look at the city of Nineveh, we look at Sodom and Gomorrah. What a sad, sad case that our country is in today because of the wickedness and the desire to reject the gospel. Now, Nineveh didn't seem to have a chance. God told Jonah to go, and He told him what to preach, and so Jonah preached that, and it says here, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Well, that sounds more like judgment to me. But my dear friend, that's not judgment. That's mercy. He could have destroyed them immediately without even sending someone. But He sent a prophet. He sent Jonah to proclaim the word, and He gave them 40 days to think on it. Yet 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. And so as Jonah proclaimed exactly what God told him to proclaim, these folks had an opportunity to believe the word of God or to reject the word of God. They had that choice. We have that same choice in our country, and I love this country. It's one of the greatest countries in the world, and yet we have taken God out of schools, out of government, and there is so many times that we have made terrible decisions, and the land and the people continue to get more and more wicked as Nineveh. And when is God going to say the same thing about this land, about this country? And will we listen to the prophet when He comes? Well, the prophet is here. Jesus Christ has come. He has died upon the cross. We have the word of God before us. The cry goes out today as you're listening. We need to repent. We need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to trust in Him as our Savior. And, you know, what's been spoken today is not the philosophy of me or of our church. It is of the Word of God. And man has perverted the Word of God. They have left the Word of God. They have changed the Word of God. And you cannot change the Word of God and receive His mercy and His salvation. You must accept God's way, God's terms. Jesus died on the cross. He had a message, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. You say that's judgment, I say that's mercy. God's given them a chance to turn. You're hearing the word of God today. God's giving you a chance to turn. Turn unto Him. Repent of your ways. You're just like I was 40 years ago. I was lost. I trusted Him as my Savior. I'm born again. He saved me. He will save you. He will save anyone that calls upon Him for salvation. Please recognize your condition and accept Him as your Savior. Call upon Him today and ask Him to save you. Jonah had quite a message, but there was mercy in that message because of the time period. There was 40 days. 40 days. Now, I don't know how much time you've got. But my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?